Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Hello, I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. It's the Nanook String Quartet today. And I'm going to come fix that microphone for you, Rose, while you introduce your quartet here today.
All right. Well, we are the Nanook String Quartet. We were formed this semester. We are four students who are studying at UAF. We are all music students. I'm Rose Crelli on violin. This is Annalisa Taylor on second violin, Trevor Adams on viola, and Sean Brando on cello.
Very nice. Now the microphone is not slowly just falling down on you either. So for the radio audience, you know, these things happen and you never see them, but it makes a difference on the sound. Well, welcome. It's so nice to have all four of you here. Busy time of the year, and you're going to play some holiday music, right?
Yes. We're going to start out with Joy to the World.
Okay. When you don't have singers, you don't have all the verses to go through. What's next?
Next up is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
So this piece here, it's an English carol. Earliest known publication of it was in the mid-18th century. Just a little bit of history before we go through it.
So. And what was the name of the song again?
It's God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
When you hear songs that that you know the words to, and you hear a string quartet doing it, you realize that the strings and the voice have so many similarities to them, Rose.
Yes, that's very true. Actually, most instruments are modeled after the human voice.
Yeah, and there's a reason why we call them the vocal cords. So you all are students at the UAF Music Department, mm-hmm. and being part of the string quartet, is that getting you credit in a class, or is it extracurricular?
Well, not this semester, but next semester we're actually going to be preparing the Ravel String Quartet, and we are actually planning on having a concert next spring, so we'll keep you guys posted on that.
That would be great. And are you all juniors and seniors, or is there, are there some even...
We have one elder in the group. Trevor's our oldest here. He's working on a bunch of composition things right now, and the rest of us are sophomores. So,
okay, so you're all sophomores, but Trevor, you and you've
yes.
been on Alaska Live before, so I know that you have to be, you know, at least what you said, a senior.
Yeah, I'm a senior this
okay.
year, so I will be finishing up my music education degree this coming spring. And, yeah, next semester I will be giving a composition recital, so look out for that, too.
Yeah.
Should be at the end
Great.
Of February.
It's going to be awesome.
And that is something that is required of music students, is to do a recital. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you're looking forward to, Rose?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have I'm doing a double major in music education and violin performance. So that requires me to do two recitals.
Oh.
So one's going to be next year, my junior year, and then the last one's going to be my senior year.
It's really, it's a neat thing to walk through the music wing, and you can barely hear out of a lot of the practice rooms, but you can hear enough of all the hard work that goes into being a music major here at UAF. The practice rooms are full at this time of the year, especially.
Best sound.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we always say that the music department should have a dormitory so we can just, like, sleep in there and practice. Because we do that anyways, so.
We don't sleep there.
No, nobody ever takes a nap on the floor in one of those practice rooms.
Of course not.
No, never. Well, it's gorgeous Christmas and holiday music that you have worked up for this season. And let's hear what's next.
All right. Our next piece is not going to be a Christmas piece, but this is Mozart.
Too. That's okay, too, to do. With that, you know, you can do other pieces that
yeah.
are not on a holiday theme.
This is going to be the first movement of a Mozart quartet, and he wrote this when he was about 16 years old, so that might make some of us feel a little bit inadequate. They're known as the Milanese quartets because he was in that part of Italy at the time working on an opera. So.
And this was Annalisa Taylor. She was the one introducing this.
Here we go. Thank you.
Mozart wrote that at age 16. That's really hard to fathom. That was a really good example of how a string quartet has those solos involved in it. And that is such a fascinating part of string quartet compositions.
Definitely.
And all of you kind of got a solo in that short piece.
In this one, there's a lot of passing the solo around, just right around the circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can almost think of it like a conversation. So there's always, like, there's, like, initial dialogue, then someone responds with something else, and then it just goes around. It's like we're all just having a conversation right here with music.
And in originally, like, chamber music and this string quartet type of thing would have been played at, like, parties or in the parlor while people were having a conversation.
Yes, that's actually true. You know, at this point, we, like, think of these string quartets, especially things written by Mozart and Beethoven, played in the concert hall, and you go and you get dressed up, and you dress to the nines, basically go out and go see a concert. But back in the day, these were, like, the greatest hits of the time. People played these at parties, at social occasions, and just something to listen to while you're enjoying a social occasion.
Right. So
it wasn't necessarily performed in a concert hall.
But, I mean, string quartets are also, they're hired to go play parties also. You guys have been hired to go play some parties this season, right?
Yeah, we've already played a gig for UAF this fall, and then we actually recently, last weekend, played a gig for the Cancer Care Center.
Nice. And so it's almost the original string quartet, the way it would be played. You're the music that's entertaining the people that are doing, you know, whatever you do at a cocktail party. Or And so the Nanook String Quartet is my guest here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And it's Rose Crelly and Annalisa Taylor, violin, Trevor Adams, viola, and Sean Brendel, cello. Did I do a pretty good job on your name? All right, cool. And it's a wonderful Mozart piece. It looks like from the set list that I rarely am provided as the host with a set list for what is going to happen on the show, but the Nanook String Quartet, Rose came in and starred the items that they're going to play, and so I'm very impressed with that, Rose.
Well,
so,
thank you.
It looks like we're headed back to some Christmas music.
Yes, we are. We're actually going to do It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. We accidentally skipped that on our set list, so we're just going to go back to it. We don't want to miss that one.
No, that's a gorgeous song. To
Away in the Manger.
Okay. That was really gorgeous.
Thank you.
Want to do one more before we talk a little bit more?
All right. So next up is O Christmas Tree, and Sean has a couple words to say about this one.
Okay. O Christmas Tree is a traditional German carol, also known as O Tannenbaum, auf Deutsch.
Very good.
And it was made popular in the 19th century.
All right.
That's one of my favorite carols, I think. Was this Nanook String Quartet, was that named that before this year, or is that something that your string teacher, Brian Emon Hall, came up with?
Well, it might be a combination of both. Well, when he suggested we form a quartet, he was like, you guys should come up with a name that like kind of represents UAF, and he was like, the Nanook String Quartet. And so we thought about maybe changing it, but then we realized it's actually a really good name, and we like it now.
We'll give them credit for that.
It is a really good name in that you are a part of the school just like the hockey team is. And so why wouldn't you be the Nanook String Quartet?
Yeah, playing violin is just like a sport. So.
It takes just as much time practicing. Who knows who practices more, but yeah, for sure. You know, were most of you playing, like, you know, skaters probably skated as soon as they could walk or get on the ice? Were most of you playing strings before you could almost put together good sentences?
Yeah, I started when I was 5 years old.
He was the baby. I was 7 when I started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I started in the public schools when I was in 4th grade.
Uh-huh. And you went to school where, Trevor?
I went to school in elementary school at Tix Brown and then went to North Pole Middle and North Pole High after that, too.
And Annalisa, are you from Alaska?
Yes, I am. Both Rose and I were homeschooled through IDEA.
Okay, good. And did you enter into the concerto competition when you were kids, too?
Yep.
Yep.
For the past, like, 3 or 4 years, yeah.
Oh, indeed. And Sean?
I'm actually from Anchorage.
Well, it's great to have you here in Fairbanks. I'm glad you chose UAF.
I'm glad to be here.
Great. And were you one of those kids that had to have, like, the 4th size cello and... Or did you start off on violin?
My grandparents played in the symphony in Anchorage, so I was kind of really musical as a young youngster, but I played violin for a week and hated it.
Oh my god.
So, and when it came time to pick instruments at school, I really wanted to play bass, but they didn't have any, so I figured, well, I'll play the next biggest one.
Yeah, I do like the low strings a lot. I like the low strings so much that for our wedding last year, I had Trevor Adams and your duo partner, John Hines, play, and low strings, bass, and viola.
Oh, yeah. It's a neat combination. I really enjoyed playing for your wedding, too.
Yeah. Well, what is next with the Nanook String Quartet here on Alaska Live? You guys sound so wonderful together. I can tell you've practiced a lot.
Oh, wow. Of course.
Uh-huh.
So the next thing that we'll be playing is O Come Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
is The Largo from Winter by Vivaldi.
I have a couple words to say about this. So, in case you guys didn't know, Vivaldi actually wrote sonnets to accompany each movement of the Four Seasons. And here is a brief one he wrote for the second movement of Winter. Resting by the fire in peace and contentment. Meanwhile, outside, the rain pours down.
Thank you for sharing that sonnet before you played that, because that made the plucking of the violin and the viola during that song make so much more sense with the rain pouring down.
It's amazing, like, the skill Vivaldi has with his music.
And where was he in winter where it was raining?
Definitely
Seattle?
Not Alaska.
Well, I mean, I guess every once in a while, unfortunately, it does rain here during the winter, and that's always a bad deal.
Definitely.
But luckily, we get more snow than rain happening. But that was just the sound of the rain. It was just perfect.
I know. Whenever I listen to The Four Seasons, I love reading his sonnets before, because it makes them make so much more sense. It's amazing.
It really does. I'm going to have to look those up next time I play those on Afternoon Concert and try to share a sonnet or two, because that was really cool.
Yeah, they're short and sweet.
Yeah, it was like a line or two long. It was very nice. Well, the Nanook String Quartet is here, UAF music students for KUAC's Alaska Live, and it's such a joy to have them here in December, and so they can play holiday music.
So the next piece that we'll be playing is Carol of the Bells. It's a really popular Christmas tune, but it has an interesting history, actually. It's a Ukrainian folk chant that was converted into a Christmas tune. They initially used it to celebrate the coming of the new year, which for the traditional Ukrainians was in springtime. But then when the traditional people that lived in Ukraine at the time were being converted to Christianity, they wanted to make them celebrate the new year around Christmas time going into new year. So they converted it into a Christmas carol so they could keep their old tradition and make it easier for the switchover. So that's the history behind it.
Wow. You know, the new year in spring makes a lot of sense because everything is new.
That's true.
All right.
Page is situated here.
This is the Nanook String Quartet on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Thank you. So the words Merry Christmas were not part of the original song, I take
it.
That
is correct.
All right, next up is Good King Wenceslas.
Thinking, oh no, that's one of my favorite carols. Oh no, that's one of my favorite carols. Are you playing all the hits?
So many good ones.
Yeah, and next up is Sleeping Beauty Waltz by Tchaikovsky. So I did a little research on this piece, and I found out the entire score for the ballet was composed in only about 40 days. Tchaikovsky accredits the presence of a servant's 3-year-old daughter for the unusually lighthearted and enlivened mood. And also some other ballets that Tchaikovsky wrote for includes Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, which we're playing an excerpt from, and The Nutcracker.
Yes, of course.
Of course, The Nutcracker.
That's not on the set list, though?
Oh, sadly enough, yeah. Not. The Fairbanks Symphony played a couple excerpts from The Nutcracker, though, in our Design Holiday Alaska concert.
The Design Alaska holiday concert. Were all of you involved in that? Or most of you, at least?
Most of us.
Yeah.
Yes, 3 out of 4.
All right. Thank you. Sleeping Beauty. It was a surprisingly low range for, you know, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah,
because the cello and the viola had kind of the solos and the melody in that so often. That's really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed playing.
Right?
Sometimes the cello gets a solo.
Yeah, how often does the cello get the solo in the string quartet, Sean?
Not often.
Not often. But they let you have one there. Well, it's almost finals time for you guys, I know. And how does playing music help you study in other areas of your classwork? I mean, does it have anything to do with each other? Or, I don't know, Rose, do you want to speak to that? Or Trevor? Annalisa?
It's harder.
Yeah, it's really hard to, like, balance practicing and rehearsals.
I wondered about that.
And, like, homework.
Yeah.
It almost seems like it kind of, like, actually, you know what? It's good.
Yeah.
It's a nice break to, like, sometimes just, like, sit down and just, like, practice instead of having to think about music theory and history and stuff like that.
So, Sean, would you say sometimes that practice seems like a break from studying, or is it studying too?
It can be a distraction from studying when I want a distraction.
Yeah.
I was actually a geology major up until about a month ago.
Oh, wow. And so
I had lots of science-y and math-y classes that kind of get in the way of practice.
And so now you're a music major.
Yeah, music education.
Gotcha. And you were a geology major before that.
Yes.
That's okay. That sounds great. I mean, we need more music educators in this world. So that's very cool. How many of you are music education majors?
I am.
All four of you are music education majors. And some of you are doing double majors in what, performance and composition and...
So there's actually no composition degree here, but it's this recital I'm giving is my own project that I've been really excited and working really hard on. So I'm excited about doing that. But yeah, it would be nice if there was a composition degree.
Trevor Adams requests a music composition major at UAF. Well, that's really good to hear that a lot of you are, or all of you here during the... your courses at UAF are becoming possible music educators. Are most of you going into young student education, or is it some like high school, college?
That would be something more that I'm looking forward to doing is working with the younger children. I know Rose really wants to do like high school orchestra kind of focus.
So Annalisa, are you already teaching private lessons?
I am not teaching private lessons, but I have a job this year at Open Arms.
What's Open Arms again?
It is at Zion Lutheran Church. It's a daycare / school.
Yeah, I've
for
heard
younger
of it.
Kids from like kindergarten.
And part of what you're doing there is music?
It is. I'm only doing a music class. I'm teaching a music class there.
That's so cool. Do you see the kids' eyes light up and when they hear?
Yes. I love talking to their normal teacher because she comes up and she's like, all of them are like, I love music class. It's my favorite class. And the teacher's so nice.
Aww.
So that's good to hear.
And maybe it's getting them to come more regularly, too, when they're looking forward to, like, say, the music class. And
yeah, whenever I take my violin and play it and ask them who wants to play violin, they all raise their hand.
So we're starting at a young age.
Yes. Well, all of you know how important it was to start off young. So the fact that you're going into education, that seems to be, you know, it was important to you. So you're going to pass that on to the next generation. What's next?
Up next is actually a pretty funky little tune. It's called, it's called the Jingle Bell Boogie. So it's like jingle bells but with a boogie in it.
Yay.
I think it's pretty easy to find out which part has a boogie, though.
I didn't know strings could boogie, so this is going to be really fun to hear.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, at first it was being played pretty straight, like you would teach younger students, and then it really took off into something more complicated and boogie-ish.
Oh, yeah. Sean got all the boogie. All right, so this next piece we're going to play, which is O Holy Night, one of my absolute favorite Christmas tunes. I did a little research on it, and I found out that it was written in 1847 by the French composer Adolphe Adam. He wrote it as a setting to a poem by a wine merchant and a poet named Placide Capot, and the name of the poem was Menu Chrétiens. Forgive my French pronunciation.
You're doing
but
well.
What the name of the poem translates to Midnight Christians in English. And the author of the poet, the author of the poem, wrote the poem in a stagecoach to Paris.
Wow, interesting. That is one of my favorites, too, Rose. And I really love that you shared that history behind it. The poem was written in a stagecoach on the way to Paris. And
yep.
I've never ridden a stagecoach to Paris, but I cannot imagine that it is that serene of an experience,
yeah,
you know?
I can just imagine him when I found that out. I just imagined him riding in this carriage through, like, the woods at nighttime and all the stars are out in the sky. And, like,
yeah.
I can't imagine what that'd be like.
I know, and it's kind of bumpy, so you just want to, you know, calm yourself a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, the stars are out and it's cold, and so you kind of have to take your mind off of that. And
yeah.
I don't think the stagecoaches were heated, probably.
Probably not. And they probably didn't have headlights either, so it was probably like candlelight and everything.
I know, right? That's maybe a bit of a scary ride.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Uh-huh. And so you'd want to write something serene to calm your nerves a bit, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, it's so wonderful to have you here on Alaska Live. It's UAF's Nanook String Quartet. And we have maybe a finale because we're running out of time here. I can't believe it. It's gone so fast.
Yep. So this last piece we're going to play for you is a traditional carol, which I'm sure everybody's heard of. It's called Deck the Hall. And this is actually an inside joke with our professor, because his last name is Brian Emon Hall. And so he says whenever his friends and him play that they'd always have to punch him in the arm.
And for a string player, oh, come on.
I know. Hopefully he'll forgive us for sharing that.
Hopefully he's not listening.
He said,
I'm pretty sure he's teaching a violin lesson right now, so we're safe.
I saw him on you guys' way here. He was kind of all herding you this way, and he said he'd listen to at least part of it, but you said he's teaching.
Yeah,
so.
I'm pretty sure he has a lesson.
Well, he's going to hear it when he goes back and listens to the podcast version.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. And hopefully Brian's students aren't decking him in the arm, or Dr. Hall's students. Well, thank you so much. Do you have any more upcoming performances in the near future?
We have actually. Dr. Hall is having a studio recital this Friday at 5 p.m. in the McGowan Room.
Cool. And are any of you involved with the upcoming shows at Davis Concert Hall? There's one tonight. No, there's one tomorrow night, Thursday night, and Friday night.
No, we're actually not involved in those. Those are the band concert and the choir concerts.
Right.
Our last Christmas concert actually was with the Fairbanks Symphony for this semester.
Yes, it was the Design Alaska Holiday Concert that I heard was fabulous on Sunday.
It was really fun.
Yeah, great. Well, it's been really wonderful to have you here, Nanook String Quartet. Rose, will you do me a favor and introduce all of your folks one more time here?
Of course. So I'm Rose Crelly on first violin. This is Annalisa Taylor on second violin, Trevor Adams on viola, and last but not least, Sean Brandel on cello.
Great to have you here. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska, Design Alaska, Architecture and Engineering for the New Frontier.